Hello, this is David Wang. I'm trying to record something, and I'm not a big speaker's talker, so I might be rumbling, and hopefully this is reasonable. But anyway, I've been here for a long time, and I remember at the 40 years anniversary, and people saying, you know, how many people have been here for 35 years, and I stood up, and there's only a few of us at that time. But anyway, so I graduated from Taiwan and actually went to UC Berkeley for neurophysiology, and my mentor, my advisor is actually Charles Darwin's grandson, great-grandson, who at least I know a year ago was still alive and giving talks in Cambridge, about 90-some years old. And, well, but anyway, unfortunately, I was doing neurophysiology with the CAT brain, single neuron recording, but after 2 years, and he said, well, he's leaving Berkeley to go to Cambridge, and I had a scholarship at Berkeley, and he says, well, I can't afford a scholarship for you in Cambridge, so what do you want to do? So I thought I spent already 2 years in the research, might as well forget about it, just go to clinical. So I had neurology in mind because my friend was in Rochester, came to Rochester, so I did my combined pediatric and internal medicine training. And Dan Petit was my neurology supervising, so I spent a lot of time with him, and actually came to Strong for Grand Round, neurology Grand Round, many times. So I guess Dr. Marsh saw me around. So when I went to Matching after 2 years for neurology residency, and I got accepted at Strong, and then that will be the first time I actually met Dr. Joint. But I was so much impressed by Dr. Joint's gentleness and kindness and smartness and the humor. And I remember I was telling Dr. Satran, Dr. Joint always says he's the papa bear and we are the teddy bears, the small bears. And I actually feel proud to have been one of the bear cubs, and now becoming maybe trying to carry the tradition to become one of the papa bears. And I remember he had us all run from the emergency room to the eighth floor, the corridor that go to the MICU, and all on the Saturday professor round, and we'll run that and see who gets to the top. And then we will stand next to the wall and bend with the knee at the knee and the trunk and see who falls down first. And Dr. Joint, being a skier, is always doing very well. But anyway, so we had fun not only learning neurology, also learning how to be a nice person and how to be a teacher. So I guess I tried to carry on that tradition to be close to the resident and to be with them all the time. And I believe, like Bob Holloway, Heidi Schwartz, we all remember we spent long time with patients and at the bedside doing all sorts of videotaping and looking at the studies, fresh off the print, angiograms, stuff like that. So it was fun. And currently, I'm still having fun with the new batch of people. And in addition, doing something, and of course, people all know I'm the pot doc. I'm doing the marijuana study. So hopefully we can carry on the tradition of Dr. Joint and also Dr. Horner. Remember Dr. Horner always say, do not refuse seeing any emergency patient because that is where the money is. Okay, so carry on, like Dr. Horner says, cheerio.